You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Yeah, we are
are back from that fantastic.
Yes, you're in the splitting with me.
I don't know if it's fantastic, but the hurricane that hit this place, can't even tell you. The radio station was knocked out for a couple of weeks, but we are back on the air. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael, and we're back live in Orlando, Florida. That's right. If you want to call in, you have something to say? Well, call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me introduce the players, because we got a lot of players in the studio today. That's right. My co-host, my lovable wife when she wants to be lovable, which I hope today she's lovable, is Lynn Golder. Lynn Golder, are you there?
I'm here trying to get it arranged here, but welcome everybody to the belated show 3 weeks later. September 24th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And sitting next to my lovely wife, we have Greg Lindberg. Greg Lindberg.
Hey there, I'm here, Michael. Thanks so much for having me, you and Lynn and Chris. It's always a blast to be here.
And sitting next to me to my left, that good-looking guy from Clearwater, Florida, Eugene. Eugene, you there?
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate being here, and thank you, Michael, Lynn, and Chris, and hi to everybody out there in the radio audience.
That's Eugene Botke. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm so happy. And sitting next to Eugene, we have a fella named Doug Town. Doug Town?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Are you there, Doug?
I am here.
Oh, I'm so happy. And behind the scenes, we have that man who, without him, well, what can I tell you? We don't have a show. Chris Shaw.
Well, actually, I'm inside with you this time, but I'll be behind the scene in a minute.
Okay, we're trying to fix the place.
A lot of people and not enough jacks.
Yeah, okay. We got so many people in the studio, we don't have enough jacks.
And nobody named Jack.
Thank you,
Chris. Isn't that something? Look, before we go any further, I got to give two shout-outs, okay? One, happy birthday to a young lady, first of all. Believe it or not, I'm not even going to say her age. All I'm going to tell you, she's 90-some years old.
Young.
And she, without a doubt, you would never know it if you thought she was 70, wouldn't know it. Her name, well, her name is Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Betty Shaw.
Well, I was going to give any last name. Betty Shaw.
Shaw.
And a son, Paul. But Betty, happy birthday to you. Well, that was a happy note for Betty. Now we have a sad situation. Sheila Young lost her auntie, I think yesterday or the day before, and she's over there in Ocala. And we want to give our condolences to Sheila Young losing her auntie. So we had a good note, bad note. So now, the commercial. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org.
Michael,
on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
We have to explain to everybody that because of the storm, things are a little bit out of kilt today, so we're putting all the pieces back together with the show.
Yeah, just for those folks who are just tuning in for the first time in a while, the station has been off the air. We've missed two shows due to the hurricane. So we're just trying to get all the pieces back together again. Not all the pieces are intact. Chris, behind the scenes, is trying to do as best he can, putting everything back together. So things might not run as smoothly as normal. But
Now, wait. You know, I'm a smooth operator.
Yeah. Okay.
Michael, it's kind of like being back when I was doing radio in the 70s.
Uh-oh.
You know, live radio. You didn't have any buttons to push.
This is live radio. What do you think? You screw up, people know it. Live.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, folks, listen, you got something to say today? You want to call in? Oh, wait a minute. I have to say right off the bat, this show, if you're tuning in for the first time, this show is catered for the visually impaired and the blind community. But we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. So if you're sighted, we love you to listen to the show. You can even call in for trivia if you want to. Or if you have anything to add, feel free to call in at 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
Yeah, I would like to do the PSA for Lighthouse. Okay, while we have time, get it in the beginning. I just wanted to tell everybody, due to Hurricane Irma, the Emerging Vision Breakfast was canceled and rescheduled for October 11th. And we'd like you to join the Lighthouse Central Florida at the First Baptist Church of Orlando Faith Hall, 3000 South John Young Parkway in Orlando. That's October 11th for the Emerging Vision Breakfast. And registration's at 8 a.m. and the program is from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. So if you'd like to make a reservation, call Ilea Vasquez, 407-898-2483, extension 235. So I just wanted to get that in.
Okay, but then you have to give me back my mic so I can talk.
Right, we're sharing
You didn't
a
do
mic.
That.
We're sharing a mic.
So, Greg Lindberg.
Yes.
What do you have to say for yourself, kid? Since you're the youngest in the studio.
Famous question, right, Greg?
Since you're the youngest in the studio, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, I just, like I said before, it's an honor to be here again. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys. I know the last time I was on was Super Bowl Sunday night. So it's been a good 7 months, which I don't know where the time has gone.
Yeah, how did you handle the hurricane?
Pretty well. I was with my parents in Palm Harbor, which is in Pinellas County on the west coast of Florida. And we made out pretty well. We did have a tree go down, a maple tree in our front yard, but didn't damage anything. So we're fortunate for sure.
I think we have a caller on the line. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's what Chris is trying to tell me.
Oh, we have a caller on the line. Who's calling? Where are they calling from?
Hi, my name is Sheriff. I'm from Largo, Florida. Hey, Greg. Hey, Eugene. I just wanted to shout out to you guys and say hello and glad that I could listen to you guys on the air.
Okay, so you're from Largo, Florida. Were you affected by the hurricane?
Yeah, I went to Mississippi with my cat for the hurricane, and we were really lucky because my condo, some parts of the building roof tiles went flying off, but the roof over my condo luckily didn't go flying off. So.
Well, that's good. Glad you took the cat.
And Sheris, you play piano, right?
Yes, I play the piano. And sorry I missed the meeting, you guys, but I had to replace all the food in my refrigerator.
Well, thank you for calling in. Keep on listening. Keep on calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Sheris.
Yeah, listen
it.
For the listen when the trivia comes up. Maybe you win.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
How does that work, the trivia?
Well, you have to listen first, and if you think you know it, call back the same place you're calling now. Maybe you'll know it.
It's like name that tune. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye, you guys.
Okay, bye. So we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Listen, don't go anywhere. You sit there and don't move. I said don't move.
Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we are live from Orlando, Florida. It's so good to be in the studio. We've been away for a couple weeks thanks to the good old hurricane that knocked this studio for a loop. As a matter of fact, one of the towers is still knocked down. We only have two towers up there right now. The third one is on the ground. So anyway, if you want to call in, 407-894-1680. What can I say? You know what? You get off your rear end and call and pick up the phone and call. You don't have to keep on listening. If you have something to say, maybe you want to talk to Greg Lindbergh. Maybe you want to talk to Eugene. I don't know. Eugene, you want to talk to anybody, Eugene?
Sure, I'll talk to anybody that calls in.
Okay. And
we have a caller, Michael.
Okay, 1 second. And what's his name? Dougtown. He don't want to talk to nobody. So
yeah, he just came 2 hours trip to sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
Right, Doug? Sure.
Who's on the line?
We have Dennis from Philadelphia.
Dennis, are you there from Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael. How you doing?
All right, Dennis. What's happening, my man?
I was going to ask you, but I want to talk about my foundation for fighting blindness vision walk that I told you about 3 weeks ago. I raised $2,200 so far. My goal was $2,000, so I'm over my goal, but I put my goal up to $2,400 now. So,
yeah, where you walking?
It's on October 7th in Denver, Colorado, where my son and my daughter-in-law and two grandkids live. So I'm going to go see them and take part in this walk.
Where you walking?
What's that?
Where you walking?
It's a city park, and I can get a phone number if I want out, and people can send a donation in by credit card if that's all right.
Okay, if they want to gift you, that's up to them.
Okay, here's the phone number. The air code 310-201-3005.
Are you saying 610?
No, 310.
310.
310.
Where's that? That's not Philly.
No, it's in California. California.
310 is California.
I'm going to Denver, Colorado to take part in the walk, and it's at the City Park in Denver, Colorado. But there's one in Philadelphia in October, but I'm not going to that one. I'm going to Denver.
All right.
But hey, Michael, did your house get flooded?
Nope, thank God. Just lost power for a week. That's about it.
Okay. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Dennis. Hey, what's your name? The guy, Yaya Man from Dennis. No, his name is not Dennis. What is his name? I have to think of it. What's his name? Shirley? Laverne.
With a G? I'll give you that clue.
Oh, I know. It's Greg Lindbergh. Greg Lindbergh.
Yes.
You still there?
I'm still hanging in here.
All right, what do you have to say for yourself, kid?
I did want to mention that I'm the editor of the White Cane Bulletin, which is it's a bi-monthly publication that the Florida Council of the Blind puts out. And we have a lot of interesting articles. I get the opportunity to write some of those myself, but we get a lot of submissions from others around the state. And actually our last, the caller before Dennis, Sherris, she actually wrote an article in our last issue about how she advocated to have an audible traffic signal put into an intersection in Pinellas County in the Largo, Seminole, Pinellas Park area.
Oh, that's a good advertising. That's and one of our advertisers.
Yeah, yeah. So she, it's just a great example of if you're really persistent and, you know, speak up, like you always say, Michael, and be assertive and really go after something, you can get something done. And it took her several months and a lot of phone calls and hard work. But I just wanted to mention that, she accomplished that. And anyone out there, if you want an audible signal, you know, near your house or apartment or wherever you work, or, you know, to just to make it easier to cross an intersection for you.
And that's Polara. For those who don't know Polara, remember the name Polara?
Right.
They are the ones that set it all up. And if you want to go to a city and you don't want to get hurt, you just want to get Polara to get involved with that city and let them put up good crosswalks where it will talk to you when you cross across the street. Polara. Remember the name, Polara. Go to your city hall and tell folks that you want Polara.
Yeah, and I know some of these signals, they actually have a countdown. It'll say, 10, 9, 8. It might have a bird chirping. It might have beeping. There are all kinds of different sounds and indicators. But it's another great, tool. And fortunately, in this day and age of technology, it's another thing that we have as visually impaired and blind individuals to help us in our daily lives.
So anything else, young man?
Yeah, I did want to mention I wrote an article for this last issue of the White Cane Bulletin as well on the Beat Baseball World Series, which I had a chance to play in.
They let you in?
What's that?
They let you in?
Believe it or not,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness
gracious. We saw the video, Greg, that your brother took when you got that hit.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of fun.
Must have been a lucky hit.
Yeah, yeah, it was. But there were 22 teams, actually, from all around the world. There was a team from Taiwan, a team from Canada. I think the Dominican Republic actually had a team, and then several from around the U.S. that all came together in West Palm Beach back in July. I believe it was the 42nd World Series, and it's put on by the NBBA, which is the National Beatball Association. And it's a tournament that goes on for about 5 days, and they do round-robin play early on. So it's kind of every team is playing against everyone else, and then they narrow it down based on the number of
wins. Did you
have
to run to a base?
Yeah, there are two bases in beatball, just first base and third base.
Would you stop at first base to have a drink?
I thought about it. I could have used it. But no, the bases actually beep, so the umpire or whoever's behind the home plate activates whichever base is supposed to be sounded off, so you know where to run because everyone's blindfolded. And it's, regardless of whether you're, have partial vision or are totally visually impaired, they do want everyone blindfolded just to make it an equal playing field. But it was an awesome experience, and I just encourage everyone to, get out there and get involved in recreation and sports. And I've just learned so much the last few years about different recreation for the visually impaired. And there's so much out there available to us and our community that we can have fun and enjoy. And not only that, but get some good physical exercise and get that the heart rate up and the blood pressure pumping and really get moving, which I know a lot of visually impaired tend to kind of want to maybe not do that as much and be more sedentary. So just so everyone knows, there are a lot of opportunities out there to have fun in a safe environment and really enjoy yourself.
So who won the championship?
It was a team from Indianapolis. They actually won, it was the second year in a row, so they beat the Taiwan team.
Taiwan usually wins, probably.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
In baseball, they're usually winning.
That's
true. The Asian teams mostly win, yep.
A lot of players come out of that area of the world, yeah.
Eugene, you play baseball?
I played slow pitch and fast pitch when I was a kid for the church group that I was at. I helped coach T-ball, Little League, and girls fast pitch softball when I had vision.
No kidding.
And Greg, we're trying to get together a beatball team. We're going to work with one of the local schools that has the equipment. our biggest thing is getting a place to play it. Seems the city wants to charge us to use the fields.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
They want to charge the blind folks?
Yeah, right. I'm going to be talking to the mayor. I know him personally.
That doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right.
My issue with beatball is in St. Petersburg, they always wanted me to get up and play at like 6 in the morning or something.
A little
I'm still
early.
Sleeping. Hey, folks, in case you have to say anything, in case you want to say anything, in case you want to move your rear end and get and dial the number, I'll help you. It's 407-894-1680. Does that help you at all? 407-894-1680. Okay? Now you think you can do it. We're going to go to trivia soon, and when we go there, maybe you can dial again. I know it's kind of hard for you. I know, because you're blind and you can't do much. But you know what? I have more faith in you than you do, because I like to think positive. When you're positive, then you can do anything your heart desires when you're positive. And if you're negative, well, then you'll always be negative. And you'll say to yourself, I'm blind. I can't do anything. Well, that's a shame, because I don't feel sorry for you. Because there's folks in this room right now, except for Lynn, we're all blind. And we're all, let's say, movers and shakers. So the point is, I believe, don't you believe too, Eugene, when you're positive, you can do anything you want to do?
Yes, I do. I lost my vision later in life, and there's a lot of changes had to be made. And if you sit back and just reflect on it and say, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit back here and do nothing. You're not going to get nothing done. I stepped up, and I, as it is right now, I'm the president of a council. So I never thought to begin with I would even do that.
Can you read Braille?
No, I can't read Bell, but I can use the computer.
No, I can't do either.
We have a call. What? We have a caller, Michael. It's our good friend Marilyn from Philadelphia.
Marilyn from Philadelphia.
Philly is doing well tonight.
Back-to-back Philadelphia people. Yeah. Okay, Marilyn, you're on the line, Marilyn.
Well, I'm on the line, but somehow it's beeping. I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you loud and clear, Marilyn.
I don't know why it's beeping, but I just wanted to call to say hello.
Well, that's good. I'm sorry for the beeping, but you have to speak to the phone company. That's probably our phone. Who knows? But anyway,
yes,
glad you called in.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, well, thanks
okay,
for calling.
Okay, well, now it's stopped, and now I can hear you fine.
Okay.
But the main thing I want to talk about is what you've talked about on previous things, and as a blind person, you can't be afraid to do a little challenge. Like, for example, tonight, the WKOB wasn't putting me through at first, but see, I didn't let that stop me. I called the other number and spoke to the producer, and I had listened to the show. So that's what we mean when we have to do little challenges if we want to get somewhere.
And you have to be persistent like you were. You didn't give up. You tried, and now here you are talking on the air.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling,
bye-bye.
Marilyn. Stay well. Thank you. That's Marilyn from Philadelphia. We had Dennis from Philadelphia. Now we have Marilyn from Philadelphia. Two back-to-back calls. So, can we go to trivia now?
Give me one moment. I'm almost there. Just give me one moment.
Let us know when you're ready for trivia.
All right.
Let us know. Okay. Well, whose trivia is this, by the way?
This is Greg's.
Greg's?
Actually, that was the next segment, Michael, but that's okay.
Well, Eugene got one, too.
Okay, well, why don't we talk to Eugene and Doug while we're waiting for him to get the trivia?
Eugene,
well, then we'll go
sure.
to break, and then we'll do the trivia.
Yes, what would you like to know?
I'd like to know about you.
Well, I'm born in...
Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
Oh, all the ladies out there want to know that.
Yeah. I was born in Lakeland, Florida, Polk County, so I'm an original Floridian, Florida cracker.
And you're a single?
Single.
There you go.
I am retired Navy, 22 years.
There you go.
And retired deputy sheriff with Pinellas County.
Uh-oh.
Live by myself with my little dog. It's a Yorkie. Her name is Molly.
Oh, so he likes pets. That's good. That shows he's good.
She's 13 years old. I do my own cooking, cleaning.
No kidding.
Sounds like a dating service here.
Yeah. And I just had a birthday the day before the storm.
No kidding.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I went to the Lighthouse of Pinellas about 4 years after I lost my vision. And I went out there for about 3 years, took cooking classes and other things.
Computer. I understand you're tall.
Do what?
I said, I understand you are tall.
I'm right at about 6 foot.
There you go. Yeah. 6 foot tall, ladies.
Yeah. Not going to tell you what I weigh. Yeah. So
a lot.
We won't go there. Hey.
Watch you fine. You fine. You're only 225. I know. We understand. We football players. That's understandable.
Yeah. But after, you know, I got through with the Lighthouse and everything, I managed to join the Pinellas Council of the Blind. And I was the membership secretary for 4 years, and now I'm the president. And we got 71 members.
That's pretty good. And they elected you president.
Yes, they did.
There you go.
Unanimously. I don't think anybody voted against me.
Is Doug Town in the committee, too?
Doug Town is our advocate at large.
No kidding. He's an advocate. No kidding. What about Greg Lumberg?
He is our secretary.
Oh, he's the secretary.
And he does, he does a great job.
Oh, he does a great job.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he does.
Greg.
Greg Gugamuga.
I just got to say,
for the last 7 months, Greg.
I did, yeah. It wasn't the same. But I just got to say, on behalf of Eugene, or, you know, for Eugene,
yeah.
He's been just a tremendous asset to our Pinellas Council of the Blind, and has, you know, gotten so many more members for us, and is one of the most hardworking and persistent guys I've known.
Okay, well, we have looks like two callers calling in from St. Petersburg. We have Debbie and Grant calling in from St. Pete, Florida.
Debbie and Grant calling in from St. Petersburg, Florida. They must know these guys. Debbie?
Yes, we sure do.
Who are you?
All three of them.
Okay.
How about that?
Yes, all right. Who's this? Who's this?
This is Debbie, and my husband Grant is here.
I'm here.
Debbie and Grant from St. Petersburg, yeah?
Yep, and Grant's the vice president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind.
Yeah.
And Eugene is the president.
Yes, yeah. Right.
He just said
and
to
we me. Just wanted to say hi, and you're sounding great.
Is that right?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in. And by the way, we're not the Three Stooges here, you know. So.
Well, I was going to say that, but I thought of it.
Where are you from originally? Now you live in St. Petersburg.
By the way, if any of the people with the kids show, particularly Nina, are still around, they did a great job tonight.
Well,
I'll
tell them they just left. Eating their chicken wings.
Really did.
Chicken wings.
That was great. I'm from New Jersey originally.
What part? That's what I thought. What part of New Jersey?
Perth Amboy, Central Jersey originally.
No
and
kidding.
I lived in Glassboro when I went to college there.
Oh, okay.
Up in Warren County where I did some radio work for about 5 years. So I moved down here when the snow got to be a little bit much up there. And so I've been here for 16 years now.
My wife's from Bergen County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I am from a place called Cherry Hill, New Jersey, around
Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, and I lived in Cherry Hill for a few years. Most of my life is in Philadelphia and South Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's Grant from?
Grant?
I'm from El Paso, Texas, originally.
El Paso.
And I came here to for a job.
Yeah.
And now I'm retired.
Okay.
So... had a good life.
That's
yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you both calling in. Appreciate it. Keep
thank
on
you,
listening.
And you guys and all behave.
Okay.
Well, enjoy
we'll try
your show each week.
Thank you so much. Keep on listening.
Thanks, guys, for calling.
All right.
Take care, Debbie Grant.
Here. We're going to break, but we have another caller. I guess I'll have to wait, right, Chris? I'll take the caller, he said.
Who's calling from? Who are they calling from?
Gary Sinclair.
Gary Sinclair calling from where?
Outer space.
Outer space. Sinclair.
Hello. Hello, guys. I'm the state demo of Winter Park.
Where are you?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I made it through the storm. I'll let everybody know I made it through the storm. I want to say hello to Greg and Eugene.
Hey, Gary.
Thanks for coming to the show. And, y'all talking about sports and stuff. Michael, I know one little thing, a tidbit, and it might not be about the blindness, but all prayers help somebody. A poor little girl at Yankee Stadium 2 days ago. I took a line drive to the mom.
Yeah.
She's about 2 years old, so
yeah,
I think we all send her prayers and thoughts to her.
Yes, that's
wow.
Terrible.
So,
I don't want to think about that. That's gross.
Right, Michael?
Yeah, it's gross. I don't want to think about it. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's sad. I think she was about two. So
2 years old.
I
yeah,
just want to let everybody know if they didn't know, just get their thoughts and prayers to that little girl
yes.
Now. And
thanks for calling,
and I'm glad that show's back on. I really am.
Okay. Thanks
to you guys
for calling.
Later.
Gary Sinclair, right. Thanks for going on a break. We're going on a break. Right. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
What is an APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143. Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aid.
We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the radio show that's catered for the visually impaired and the blind community. And if you're sighted, we love you to listen to our show, because we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. For those who went through the hurricane and are still listening to this radio show, I'm glad you can listen today, because our prayers are with all our people, not just in Florida, because the, well, what can I say, the folks in Texas were hit, the people in Georgia and South Carolina were hit. I understand people in Michigan were hit. So what do you want to say?
I was going to say, let's not forget the poor people in Puerto Rico.
Well, I'm just going to go there. Just going to go there.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know about it, Puerto Rico was hit so bad, I can't even imagine it. When we were hit, we lost power for a week. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest, Lynn said it bothered her. But me, I can only tell you, there's no way I could go beyond a week. I mean, it just, I'm not saying it's not for me. It's just I couldn't do it. Because all the things I didn't want to do, I forget who in the studio asked me if I was listening. I think it was
Dennis?
Doug Town. He asked me if I, or Eugene, I'm not sure which one of you, asked me about if I was listening to these, which one?
Talking Books.
The Talking Books. And to be honest with you, I didn't have the patience to listen to it, and I don't have them. And I should. And that's what happens when you don't have patience. And I admit it. Sometimes I'm a fraud, I tell you. And the bottom line is I don't. And the bottom line is I should, because it came time that a hurricane, I didn't have my television to listen to. I didn't have the radio to listen to. And I was going bananas. And I just can't even imagine Puerto Rico, that they say they're going to be without power for 4 to 6 months. That goes beyond words. What did you want, Lynn?
I would like you to know that there we have two callers on the line.
Okay, who's
first
on the line?
First of all, we have Charlie from Palm Harbor, Florida. And secondly, Trish from Daytona Beach, Florida. So
okay, let's talk to, who's first?
Charlie is first.
Charlie, are you on the line, Charlie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from, Charlie? Yes,
I'm calling from Palm Harbor. Hey, I know all those guys you got there with you tonight, but I just wanted to let you know I think that's a great thing what you're doing here, having a radio show. I wasn't aware of this until these guys you got there were telling me about it, and I think that's a great thing. I just
I'll keep on listening. We're on every week.
Spread the word.
I'll keep on listening and spread the word. We're on every week. Every Sunday, you can listen to us. We're on the radio 7
all
to
right.
9 Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Hey, Dad.
Okay.
Did you guys mention to you that we have a technical expo coming up next month for the visually impaired?
Lynn's going to read it shortly. Is that what you want Lynn to read?
Yes.
Yeah, Lynn's going to read it shortly. Yes. It's on the agenda.
Okay.
It's on the agenda.
Sounds good. All right. Well, listen, I'll let you go so you get another talker in there, but you know, I appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much.
You guys,
keep on listening.
You guys just be safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Be
Thanks,
safe.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
See you Tuesday night, Lions Club.
Okay, he's on the line now.
We have Trish.
Trish.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. Hi, Trish.
Hey, Eugene and Greg and Doug. I know all those guys too, Michael.
Where are you calling from, Trish?
I am in Daytona Beach.
No kidding. How you know these guys are from Daytona Beach?
Well, actually, I'm a member of their chapter. Even though I live in Daytona, I'm a member of the Florida Council, and you can actually join more than one chapter. So I'm a member of my local chapter here, and I'm also a member of their chapter over there. So I get to go to any meeting I want and any activity I want, and it's pretty neat.
That's very nice. I wish people would let me in.
Great bunch of people over there in Pinellas chapter. They do a lot, and they do a lot of activities over there, which is really, really good. And, Michael, I was glad to hear you mention the Talking Books. I guess you listen to Talking Books?
I should, but I don't, and I should.
Okay. Well, our library is great, and we have, as you guys all know, lots and lots of books for the blind and visually impaired and anybody who's physically handicapped as well. So you don't have to be blind or visually impaired. If you have a physical handicap where you can't read a book or you're dyslexic, any one of those type of disabilities would also qualify as well. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello to everybody. You guys are all sounding good. And the other thing is, I too am from New Jersey. I didn't know you guys were from New Jersey, Michael, you and Lynn.
Yeah, where are you from?
I was born and raised in Middlesex County.
Then where's that, you know?
Woodbridge.
Oh, Woodbridge. I know Woodbridge.
Area.
Oh, yeah, Woodbridge Mall.
By
Woodbridge Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was born and raised and went to Woodbridge High School and went to college there and had a few kids there, and now I'm in Florida.
All right, here's a trivia for you.
Uh-oh.
what department store that was big in Menlo Park and was out of business now?
I know.
It
oh,
starts
yeah.
with a
oh,
B. Starts with a B.
And ends with an S.
My mother used to shop there.
It starts with a B and ends with an S.
I know.
No, you don't.
I think I know, too.
I can't. It's on the tip of my
tongue. Burgers.
Oh, there you go. That's right. Yes.
It was bought by Macy's.
I remember going there as a child with my mom shopping. Yep. Bamburgers. Yep.
Well, thanks for calling in. We got to go to trivia now.
Thank you, and keep up the good work. I love your show, Michael.
Thank you so much. Keep on listening.
Care.
Keep on
listening. Take care, Pat.
Thanks, Trish.
Go to the trivia, what?
Let's go to trivia, and then we'll collect the caller.
Okay.
Caller, don't go away. We're going to do trivia, and we'll come right back to you. Okay, let's do trivia. Trivia time.
This is
the phone number, call in for this trivia song, 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? The original song, not who's singing it now.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You could stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. I won't be turned around. And I'll keep this from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't an easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground.
Okay, now the singing this song is Greg Lindberg. But
right.
Who sang the who sang the original?
I don't know, but it ought to be your theme song.
407-894-1680.
True.
Let's see who can guess who was singing that song, the original song, not Greg Lindberg. Now let's hear the caller. Caller, who we're calling from where? Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, caller. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, Michael, it's Robert from Valley Forge.
Robert from Valley Forge. Well, we got Philadelphia, Valley Forge. Yeah, okay. What do you have to say?
I just wanted to let you know that your crew there, your family, and everybody in Florida, you were in our prayers during that storm.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. Thank you. We're back on the air, as you can tell, and we thank you for calling so much, and we loved it, and thank you again.
I need help. Now that I am a quote-in stand-in, three children adopted me to be their Poppy Robert. I need some help from some other people who have grandchildren. Last week I got to go visit them at their new place, and their mother had to go out to pick up some stuff to make dinner. And I said, don't worry, I got the kids covered. We'll be okay. If there's trouble, I'll call you. And then I was suddenly faced with keeping a six-year-old and two four-year-olds entertained. Can anybody who's got grandchildren recommend to me activities, games I can go and get from Toys R Us so the next time I go visit, I'm not sitting there with four wild children who are bored because I'm not playing with them?
Okay. I always say trivia, and I give them a prize. I give each one a prize.
Let me ask this. Are they all fellas, or is it a combination of boys and girls?
A six-year-old girl, and then there's a boy and a girl for the twins.
Okay, so real simple, I got two girls myself. You can't go wrong as long as you got a physical sport like football in that type of arena with a six-year-old and two four-year-olds. I have a four-year-old now and a three-month-old. So I got the little soft football.
I thought about it. My problem is they're on the third floor of the apartment building.
Oh.
And there's a baby in the apartment beneath them, and the mother was quite specific. No running in the apartment. You'll wake the baby.
Okay, I tried to help you with that one.
Well, I would do trivia.
Oh, I got a recommendation.
We tried animals. We took turns saying, I'm an animal, and I have four legs, and I'm black, and I got a white stripe on me, and when I'm mad at you, I'm really, really stinky. And that lasted a good 15 minutes. But I'm trying to think of some type of game I can go get at Toys R Us that they can play and I can play.
What are you
going to
say, Doug?
Eugene has grandchildren. So.
Yeah, I've got 12 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. I've got 3 of them that belong to my son. They're 4 years old, 5 years old, and 6 years old. They'll sit there for hours and play on a tablet.
Yeah, well, the problem with the tablet was I couldn't interact with that. They all have their own tablet, and for about 30 minutes I went crazy listening to 3 different things playing on 3 different tablets.
Mm.
And then when they got bored with that, they started jumping on me.
Well, television.
All I know about grandchildren is that the best part is you can fill them full of sugar and send them home.
That's funny. All right, and anybody guessing the trivia yet? Anybody calling up?
No, not yet.
It's so familiar, Michael, but I can't bring it up.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Appreciate
Thank
it, Robert.
Thank you for your advice.
That's Robert
Take
from
care.
Valley Forge.
Thanks,
Take
Robert.
Care.
Dennis from Philadelphia would like to talk to Eugene about something.
Oh, Dennis wants to talk to Eugene? Dennis, let's hear it, Dennis.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, I got a comment. You said you're last time I called, I didn't know you were retired military. In Pittsburgh, the Steelers, I don't know if you heard about this, the Steelers played the Bears, but both teams stayed in the locker room while they sang the national anthem. Both the football teams stayed in the locker room, but the one guy came out, stood out there on the field. He was an Army Reserve guy in the military, the guy that played for the Steelers. He's the only guy who stood there and had his hand over his heart while they sang the national anthem.
I give him a lot of credit there.
I thought you might want to know that because you're an ex-military guy.
Yeah, I put my 22 years in, Vietnam vet, so I give him a lot of credit.
There's one more thing. Tell Michael, and Michael, there's a thing called the National Federation of Newsline. If you want to, you can do that. You can get all the information you want, and you wouldn't go bored. Hello?
When you wouldn't go bored?
There's a thing called a National Federation Newsline. You can get listen to newspaper articles and over the phone.
Yeah, but I'm talking. Yeah, but phones are out or anything else is out. You can't listen.
Well,
to
if you had a generator, Michael, if you had a generator, you wouldn't have been out of power.
No, we had a generator, but my wife is using that for the freezer. Thank you very much.
And listen, I'm going to say one more thing. I'm multitasking right now because I'm sitting on my butt and I dialed the phone at the same time. How do you like that?
That's very good.
You didn't dial it? Yeah, never mind. We won't go there.
Be nice, Eugene. Thanks for calling in, Dennis.
Take care, Dennis.
You're going to break, and it looks like nobody's getting your thing there.
Greg Limber.
You're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip
smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. So that means you sitting on the rear end doing nothing. You can call in if you want to now.
Well,
because this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call is 407-894-1680. And Chris Shaw wants to say something. What do you want to say, Chris?
We have a caller now.
Yeah.
First time caller from Dunedin.
Dunedin?
Yeah.
No, not Dunedin.
This must be the fan club people of the gentleman in this room.
Is this Dunedin, Florida?
Yes, it is.
What's your first name, Dunedin, Florida?
Mary Elizabeth.
Mary Elizabeth. I know this young lady.
I was just sitting here listening to your program for the first time.
Yeah.
And I could have sworn that was Greg singing that song.
It was.
I have no idea who the original was.
No, that's the question. The question is, who's singing the original song?
Yeah, I know, but that had to be Greg, right?
It was.
Did he kill it? Did he kill a song? Was it a good song?
He's wonderful.
He's wonderful.
Whoever sang it originally couldn't have done it better.
How old are you?
Wow.
Well, I just wonder if I could fix you up with Greg.
Let's not go there.
I just want to fix you up with Greg.
Old enough.
Hey, is this the lady that I met, Greg?
It is, yes.
Hi, Mary Beth. It's Eugene.
Eugene, hi.
How you doing?
We have a bunch of eligible men here. We have a young person by the name of Eugene. We have another young person by the name of Greg Lindbergh. So are you available?
Hey, don't forget Doug. Don't forget Doug.
I didn't know he's single.
No, I didn't know he was single. I thought he's married.
No, he's single.
I didn't know that.
Three ex-wives. You can't afford it.
Right, hold on. What'd you say, Mary Beth?
Mary Elizabeth.
I said, I get my hug from Greg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Now we know.
She's a hugger. Yeah. She's a good hugger.
I love hugs.
Well, I don't want to take up your time. Maybe somebody out there does know who the answer would be to your trivia question, but I just knew that had to be Greg.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. I hope you keep on listening and spread the word about the show.
We'll do. I will do. Bye-bye. And Greg, that was great.
Yep. Thanks, Mary Elizabeth. In. Thanks so much.
We have another caller. Where are you calling from, caller?
Pinellas Park, Florida.
Where?
Pinellas Park, Florida.
Pinellas Park?
Yeah.
Is that in the United States?
Yes, it is.
I know who that is. That's Carol Osmar.
Yes, it is.
How do you know that?
I recognize voices.
Oh, Eugene recognized you. Are you single?
No, she's married.
Oh, you're married. I'm sorry.
Is this the dating game or the Blind and Beyond radio show?
The Blind and Beyond radio show dating game now.
But I'm a grandma, and I have a suggestion for the gentleman who called in for things to do with
grandchildren.
Small children, yes.
That was Dennis.
My grandchildren just left our house, and we had an Easter egg hunt today. And they love to hunt for things. And this time they had candy in their eggs, so they really happy. But if you have an object, several objects that are the same, like a block, you know, a set of blocks, and you hide them throughout the house, they have so much fun finding them and seeing who can get the most.
Good idea.
And it's easy, and it doesn't cost anything.
What holiday we do that?
That's Passover.
Passover, I thought so. The Jewish people, Passover, they hide the matzah, and then who wants to find it? You give a dollar or $5 bill, whatever, for the one who finds it. We do that in the Jewish religion, from Passover time,
The rest of the time, that's how Lynn hides Michael's food.
You're right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks for calling, Carol.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We forgot to wish Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends and family out there.
We're going to break. Don't go away.
Happy New Year.
And our Jewish friends, Happy New Year, by the way, our Jewish friends. We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Bye.